How do you like to organize your kitchen? 88.5's Dick Stein and KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson like having their kitchen tools and supplies out in plain sight where they can easily get their hands on them. More on that on Food for Thought.
Well, Nancy, I just don't have the kind of kitchen where everything is put away nice and neat and the decks are cleared, and it's just not like that. I've got as much stuff as possible out and available. It's not in drawers. It's in canisters. I could want to keep all my wooden and plastic stirrers and wooden spoons and like that. Got another one for the metal spatulas and whisks and so on, the brass spiders, the slotted spoons and all like that. I got one for the big ones. I got one for the short ones. I got a bunch of little small strainers in another canister, the knives up in two different magnetic strips. Colanders are hanging over the window, on and on. I do not care if the kitchen looks streamlined. I want it convenient.
You know that you and I agree completely with this.
For a change.
Right. We remodeled our kitchen, was it like 8 years ago, from a tiny galley into a small kitchen space. I did exactly the same thing, to the point where I actually have open shelving so I can just reach up and grab things. I always know where everything is. It's right at hand. I don't have to go rooting around for it.
I just find it more convenient that way. Occasionally there's a drawback. My cutting board is near some of those canisters. Occasionally a piece of meat will fly off of it and into one of the canisters, and they've got to take everything out and wash it again. But, you know, it doesn't happen very often. And I think the overall convenience is well worth the occasional mishap. Years and years back, when I was sweeping chimneys, I went into a lot of homes, and many of them were quite upscale, and they had these beautiful, beautiful kitchens that looked like nothing ever happened in them. Everything was gleaming and out of sight. There was not a thing out there. And I thought, this person has spent a lot of money on a fancy kitchen and never cooks.
That is so beyond true for me. It's kind of like when I go into people's houses and they don't have books. I feel the same way as when I go into someone's house and they have a perfectly clean kitchen where everything is put away. Yeah. I feel like these people don't cook.
Well, it's easy to think that, but you didn't know what that kitchen looked like before you got there, right? Before they got it all cleaned up for company, just like you or I would do.
Stein, I'm not talking about cleaning up with a sponge so there's not schmutz around or putting things away. I'm talking about how your kitchen is set up for you to cook efficiently. In restaurant kitchens, there is not a lot of space and everything is at hand. And that doesn't just go for things, as you say, like, your knives being readily available or your utensils being in canisters or crocks, as they are in my house as well. It has to do with the whole idea of cooking with your mise en place.
Which means?
Having everything you need in its place. So small bowls of ingredients. I have a lot of these. I keep Pyrex bowls and soy sauce bowls and things of different sizes that I use to sit next to my stove when I'm cooking. I have my condiments at hand, as I know you do. I keep them out, the things that I use all the time. And we both love our Lazy Susans that have Asian condiments or various vinegars and olive oils and baking ingredients on them.
Yeah, I must have 10 or 11 of them. Good space saver and keeps things convenient and out there where you can lay your hands on it. You don't have to root through a drawer.
So, our advice to home cooks is
let it all hang out.
Right.
With KNKX food talker Nancy,
the ever-ready Battery de Cuisine,
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Ooh, Friends of the Seattle Public Library cookbook sale, Saturday the 21st from 9 to 3 at Tavolata on Capitol Hill. They're cheap, too, most of them between $4 and $8. I'll put a link on the Food for Thought post at knkx.org. Just wanted to get that in.
Stein.